Every place you go, demons are there. So some Christians do not believe in what? In the existence of demons, because they think they all only exist in some part of the world and not this part of the world. But they're everywhere. They are also in the churches. What you don't want to hear is what I'm saying. They are in the churches, the church of Jesus Christ. They are in the churches. Demons do exist everywhere, as God exists and is everywhere. Demons also do exist. But because sometimes some of the Christians or believers have gone to the extremes and finding demons in everything, they're finding demons in everything. Everything that happened to them is caused by demons. And some of you may ask, why did I write my book? I've been studying over spiritual warfare and activities of demons, Satan is demons, for many years. And I came to a conclusion that people don't approach spiritual warfare or deliverance with a balanced perspective. So I said I have to write a book that will teach people to be balanced, because balance is the key to effective spiritual warfare. So you find people that are on the other hand, the right hand or the left hand. Some people are what? Extreme. Everything that is in, they bind. You know, when they get up in the morning, I bind, you know. And my story in my book, you know, I said that I had a CD, I had listened to a tape by Derek Prince, my first experience with spiritual warfare. I had a message, Blessing and Curses, by Derek Prince. And when I heard that message, the tape, I said I wanted to record it and give it to other people, because I was excited about the knowledge I received. And lo and behold, I was not able to record it, and I started binding the name of Jesus. I cast out. And meanwhile, I had a message on bloodline curses. So I was binding all the demons in my bloodline. They were preventing me from hearing well the message. Meanwhile, it was lack of knowledge, because you cannot record on a tape that have a seal. You cannot. Pine. That was 25 years ago. Pine. Pine. 24 years ago. Pine. I bind and I loose in the name of Jesus. And nothing happened. I mean, if I did that about 30 minutes, or I don't know, sweats and everything. And then when I find out, it was caused by, because I cannot do that. So it was lack of knowledge. There was no demon involved in this. No demon involved in this. Was no demon, absolutely no demon involved. It was lack of knowledge. So many people approach spiritual warfare like I did many years ago. I was ignorant. I didn't know. All that I know, demons existing and demons hindering us and bloodline curses. Remember, if there is bloodline curses, there is also bloodline blessings. Oh, come on, hear what I'm guessing. There is what? Bloodline blessings. If there is a curse in your bloodline, there's blessing in your bloodline. So I better take hold of the blessings. I don't have to concentrate on the curses. You know, every time we're talking about curses, curses, curses. We serve a God of blessing. We serve a God of what? Blessing, not curse. But some other people also have gone to the left wing. They don't want, they're only looking at the blessings, and they refuse. They refuse to acknowledge that demons do work and afflict the child of God. So we have to be balanced when we come to spiritual warfare. We have to stay on the word of God. And now people will say, okay, people think that, no, we're going to get rid of demons here. Casting out, no. Deliverance is process. It's a process. It's a process. It's not just casting out devils. So now I hear people always calling every day from Sunday, 24/7, people call us for deliverance. Because when they watch our telecast, people identify me to be a deliverance minister. One, yes, true. It's true, but it's not true. Because I believe everybody, every minister have to be a deliverance minister. We've been graced and have knowledge to deal with spiritual warfare and help people to be free. We've been graced by that, but I believe that when people call me a deliverance minister, all that they have in their mind, they're going through problems, they've been afflicted, there's some demons worrying them, they're going through something, so they want me to come and get rid of the demons. I don't get rid of demons. I teach you the process. And Jesus Christ was preaching. He preached, he taught, then he cast out devils. We got to Jamaica, first of all, the minister, the pastor of deliverance came to see me, of the church, came to see me privately because someone talked to him that, you know, all that they have in their mind, there's someone coming from Canada or having a background from Africa, he know how to cast out devils, so I'm going to cast out devils in Jamaica. So the first person privately going to see me, before I moved to the service, the pastor came to see me, the pastor of deliverance, not the head pastor, the pastor of deliverance, came to see me. Okay, I have this person, I want you to pray for him. We'll come and pick you before preaching, 5 p.m. we pick you, so go and pray for him before you go minister. I said, no, we don't do it that way. Jesus preached, taught, and he cast out devils. So you don't just go casting out devils. Come out of him. You don't do that. You must what? Teach the people. Preaching, encouraging the people, provoking the people. When you do that, then you're teaching, that means you're establishing them in the word. By the truth of God's word, you expose those demons. And the doors that were open will be able to identify the word, the doors that were what? Opened by the word of God. And then you can close the door. Because Satan can never get into you, or demons cannot get into you if doors were not open. A door was open before they got into you. No one can get into this place if these doors are closed. No one can get in. But we are in here because the doors are open. So we have what? We can now get in. The same thing happens to us when we've been afflicted and bound by demons. The door was open by you, directly or indirectly. The door was open. So now, in order for you to be free, you must what? You must investigate to find the door that was open in order for you to what? To close the door. But in the New Testament church today, listen to me, New Testament church today, we don't believe in what? People going through the process of deliverance. In the church today, everybody knows that once you are saved forever. Praise God. We are saved, we've been washed, we've been sanctified, we are born of the Spirit of God, we are filled with the Spirit of God. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 says that this sign shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall what? Cast out devil, that they will speak with other tongues, and they will take deadly things and nothing will hurt them, and they will what? They lay hands on the sick, and you know what I'm talking about. Lay hands on the sick, they recover. But watch it right now. What? Anyone that believe, when you believe, before you can be saved, you must believe. So anyone that believe, this sign shall follow you. First of all, what? First of all, will follow you. Sign number one, to cast out what? Devils. Not speaking in tongues. Not speaking in tongues. When we get born again, we get saved, the first thing we want to speak in tongues. It's good to speak in tongues. I speak in tongues. But everybody wants to speak in tongues. That's the first thing. Not thinking about you going through the process of deliverance. Because when you came into the church, you have baggages that you came into the church. It doesn't mean that those baggages are gone. You came with baggages. You have stuff. You have some habits, you have some characters, you have some behaviors that are chronic and demonic. Oh. And you are born again. We come to church and we are not taught to go through the process of deliverance. All that we are taught, the gifts. I believe in the gifts. Without the gifts, you can't do what we're doing. I believe in it, but I believe that we must go through the process of what? Deliverance, because you can see many people in church are struggling. They are bound in church. And Mark chapter 1 talks about Jesus went to the synagogue after he was baptized. Listen to me. He went to the synagogue, the place of teaching. And he taught. And when he was teaching, after teaching, somebody in the house was possessed with demons. And the Bible says, start screaming and shouting, Jesus, Son of the Most High God, don't torment us. Don't torment me. What was that? This person was in the house. Oh, you never heard what I just said. Demons can be in the house, but if they are not confronted, you'll be comfortable in the church. They must be confronted by the power of the Spirit, because when Jesus Christ was baptized, anointed, the Holy Ghost came upon him, was a sign of the anointing upon him, and then he went into the synagogue. And when he went into the synagogue, hear me, child of God, demons cannot stand the anointing that was upon him. They must cry, they must shout, and as they cry, they must obey the voice of the master, and he commanded that spirit, you foul spirit, come out of this man. Rebuke the spirit. Are you hearing me? That spirit will try to distract. That spirit will try to destroy the child of God. But as we know the authority, the power that has been delegated to us by the command of the master, we can command those spirits to leave the child of God and they can be free. But people are in the church today are bound. And we have many arguments in the church today. We don't need deliverance. This stuff, we are saved. I've gone through deliverance before. They prayed for me before. Yes, I believe that. But deliverance, again, is what? A process. It's what? A process. It's a process. So 1 Corinthians, can we read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. Let's read it. If you can put it on the screen for me, I will appreciate that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. And I'll pray. Father, I thank you for the privilege and opportunity to declare your word and to divide your word. Anoint my lips, anoint my vocal organs. And as I submit myself to your spirit, may you have your way. May you, O God, set everyone that is hearing the sound of my voice. I need to be free. Set them free. In the mighty name of Jesus, Satan and all evil spirit, you have no access and business in the preaching and teaching of the word of God. You have no place in this house. This is the house of God. We therefore exercise authority and dominion over you. In the name of Jesus, we bind any spirit that would try to interfere with the preaching and teaching of the word of God. We expose you by fire and we silence you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And may the word of God have a free course. And may the people of God receive revelation knowledge. The truth of God's word that will set them free. We command yokes to be destroyed. We command the bound to be free. We command the blind to see. We command the crippled to walk. We command those who are bound to be loose in the mighty name of Jesus. And all honor and glory be given to you, Father in heaven. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen, Holy Spirit. We thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. 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 1 Corinthians, no, 2 Corinthians. Go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. Who have delivered us for so great a death? Who doeth deliver? In whom we yet believe that he will what? Deliver us. 2 Corinthians. It talks about we've been delivered from death, from a great death. And this Apostle Paul speaking over here. Who delivered us? Is that the right scripture? Put it there. Who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us? In whom we trust. In whom we what? Trust. He will still deliver us. I love this. Who delivered us? That is past tense. From so great a death. Are you hearing me? We were bound, we were condemned to die, but he delivered us. That is our spirit. We've been delivered. Our spirit man is delivered. Are you hearing me? And put it there. Keep it there. Keep it there. Spirit man is delivered and does deliver us. That is present. Our soul goes through the process of what? Deliverance. So our spirit man in three dimensions. How many of you believe that? Man has spirit, soul, and body. Spirit and soul lives in the body. So our spirit is the one that knows God, that was condemned, that was dead. And by the Holy Spirit, our spirit is regenerated. Out of death, we are alive. Our spirit knows God. So we've been delivered. It's our spirit that knows God. It's our spirit that does what? Business with God. It's our spirit. So our spirit is delivered and does deliver us. Present, that is our soul, goes through the process of what? Deliverance. Every time we hear the word of God, God is setting us free, sanctifying us, is delivering us, chains being broken. So our soul goes through the process of what? Deliverance through different form or different methods, you may call it. Hearing of the word, he sent forth his word, and his word delivered the people and healed them. Then by also casting out devils or laying hands or anointing people, we go through the process of what? Deliverance. So the child of God, our present state, we are going through. Somebody say through. We are going through the process of deliverance. Every day, there's something we're dealing with. There are some stuff we're dealing with. And every time God, by his word and by the anointing, he set us free. So we're going through the process of what? Deliverance. The only time you don't need deliverance is when you are dead and gone. So far as you're on this planet Earth, you by all means go through the process of deliverance. Satan never stopped working.
That's right.
He never stopped working. And you are not the only one that he will not come against. If you think because you are a child of God, you are the one that is really interested in. No, you never heard what I just said. Because you are the child of God, so he will not come against you. You are the one. You are the one he's interested in. Because you are seed of God. You are born of God. And you got something that he wants to destroy. You got something that he wants to hinder. You got something that he wants to take from you now. You have something special, so he's after you. He's not after the people in the world because he got them already. But you are no more in the kingdom of darkness. We have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus. So he's after you. You are special. You are peculiar. You are the anointed one. You've been anointed. You've been graced by God. You've been blessed by God. You have something special and you have the gift of God. So the enemy is after you because of what you carry. Because of your vision, because of your dream, because of your future, because of your destiny, because of who you are, because you are born of God, he's always after you. Are you hearing me? And so the enemy will come after the child of God. So the one that will say that you are a Christian, and because you are a Christian, the devil will not come after you. You are deceiving yourself and you are ignorant, and the enemy will always take advantage over you. But thank God for the revelation of God's word, the truth of God's word that exposes the deception of the enemy. That is the big lie of the enemy. That is deception. That is deception. And so you have in a church today, people are arguing some churches will not even talk about deliverance. No. They will never talk about deliverance. They will never. There are some subjects that they will not talk about. Deliverance, Holy Spirit, tithe. No, there are some subjects some churches will not touch. Holiness. They will not touch some top subjects. Because when you touch, sometimes you lose some fine people from church. I love the way you worship. Everybody come here. Praise God. Dude, you don't care about who is around, who is this. You know, some churches, some fine churches. I call fine churches. That means you don't want to touch anyone. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to let anyone in fine churches, you know. You don't want, but you just allow the Holy Ghost move. Are you hearing me? We allow the Holy Spirit. In the church, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to move. If the Holy Spirit wants you to jump, you jump. If the Holy Spirit wants you to lie down, lie down. If the Holy Spirit wants you to do, you do what the Holy Spirit wants you to do. We exalt the Holy Spirit. We worship the Holy Spirit. I just taught a course on pneumatology, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. And we studied that we have to worship the Holy Spirit. And some people can't worship the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is God. And if he's God, he deserves to be what? Worship. So our spirit is saved, our soul is going through the process of deliverance, and our body, and yet we believe, or yet we hope, and yet we trust him that he shall what? Or he will what? Save us or deliver us. That is our body. When he comes, our bodies will be redeemed. So deliverance in three steps. Are you following me right now? Deliverance in three steps. So anyone that will tell you that because you're a child of God, you just move from one step. It's your spirit that is what saved. It's your spirit man that is saved. But your soul will always go through the process of deliverance. You have to go through different things. Once we live on this earth, you can be contaminated by any spirit or anything. And you still need to go. You need to cleanse yourself. You need to go through the process of deliverance. We're not talking about you being contaminated or you being afflicted by demons. That means you are sinning. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about you being an evil person. Hear me right now. The reason why some people don't want to talk about deliverance, because they think about you being afflicted by demons. That means what? You are what? Evil. Evil man. Bad man. Or you are possessed. The child of God cannot be possessed by demons. That is the good news. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are not possessed by demons. You are possessed by the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. I say you are possessed by the Holy Ghost. Only one person owns a thing. Two people cannot own a thing. In possession, we define possession to be ownership. It means that the devil cannot own you because nothing he has created. You were created by what? By God. God created you in his own image. And in recreation or rebirth, you were what? Born by the Spirit of God, so that enemy cannot take hold of your spirit. You are born of the Spirit of God. Come on, the enemy cannot take hold of you. You are not possessed. Don't be afraid. You know, so people don't want to hear that. You know, because when they see manifestation of demons, they think they are possessed by demons. Where do you want us to cast out devils? Where do you want? If we can't do deliverance in the church, where do you want us to go? That is why some people sneak and they go to the opium men, they go to voodoo people or what? They go to palm readers for help. Christians, I'm not talking about unbelievers. I'm talking about Christians are suffering in the church because what we're supposed to do in the church to help the people, we are not doing and we put it aside. And people come to the church, but yet they are bound. And these are precious souls, gifted people. And I travel and I go to churches, and the amazing things I see, the most people that are being afflicted that I see are leaders. Gifted people, anointed people, but yet bound, yet struggling, yet being afflicted, and no one can help them, and no one is helping them. Because we have neglected the ministry that was so dear to our master, Jesus Christ. Because when he came, he said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach what? The gospel, first of all, to the poor. Because the poor is bound and need to be loose and be free, that he can be blessed and he can prosper. Are you hearing me? The poor, he has been anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. And one of the things that to make what? To let the captive go free. He preached deliverance. And we saw Jesus preaching and teaching. Are you hearing me? He was preaching, not only preaching, but as he preached the word of God, he provoked the people of God. He had been tired of God. He continued to provoke them, and he taught with what authority. The people saw that he was not like the scribe or the Pharisee or the people of the law. Are you hearing me? He was someone that has a peculiar anointing. He was someone that you can see that this is not a common person. He was special because of the anointing and the grace of God that was upon him. Are you hearing me? And when he was speaking, he was teaching with authority. And they said they saw him teaching like what? With authority, not like the teachers of the law. Come on, hear me, child of God. Because he knows who he is. He knows what he carries. He knows what he values. Hear me, child of God. And when he was teaching, that's his teaching, demons must manifest. Oh, come on. That's the teaching of the word. As we went to Jamaica, as I was preaching and teaching, demons started manifesting. You don't have to touch anyone. You don't have to lay hands on anyone. But by the power of the word of God, those demons must be tormented and must leave the child of God. Hear me, child of God. If you are here tonight and you've been bound, if you are here tonight and you've been afflicted, if you are here tonight and you are crippled, if you are here tonight and you are oppressed, depressed, and you have set back in your life, tonight is your night. As you open out your heart, God will set you free by the reason of the word and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I see God setting you free tonight. Hear me, child of God. As God said to the Egyptians, said to the Israelites, the Egyptians that you see, you will not see them no more. I want you to know, I have an announcement for you tonight, that the demons that afflict you, the oppression, the demon of oppression, the demon of depression, the demon of fear and torment, the demon of lack, are you hearing me? The demon of division, the demon of divorce, are you hearing me? Hear me, child of God. Today you will not see them anymore. It's your day, your sign, your season has come for freedom, for liberty. It's the time for joy. And when there is deliverance, hear me, child of God, there is joy in the city. Are you hearing me, child of God? People of God will not go to church bound and come out bound. Are you hearing me? Sad, bound on their head. They were just praising God. But as soon as they go out, they bow down their heads. Why? Because they came with a load and they're going back with the load. Are you hearing me? That this is the time and the season that the Lord is saying to you, that your time has come, that you must be loose. Your time has come, that the yokes must be destroyed because of that anointing. The time has come that you must be free. The time has come that you must be promoted. The time has come that you must celebrate. The time has come that there must be joy in the house of God. And as Philip went to Samaria, he preached the word of God. The people of God accepted the word. Hear me right now. When the people accepted the word, the Bible said there was signs, there was wonders, demons crying. Tonight, as you accept the word of God, the truth of God's word, exposing Satan and his demon, every witch, every wizard, every deposit that has been in you for years, today, they will leave in the mighty name of Jesus. They must leave in the mighty name of Jesus. They must leave. They must leave. All the struggles must cease. People can call the phone line. Some people call, they'll not even start their problem. I'm tired. A Christian. People of God are suffering. I'm tired. I can't take it anymore. What can't you take it anymore? What is that? They will not even explain. Immediately they call, they start crying. People calling, I need help. Christian, 90% of people who call our phone line are Christians. And that touches my heart. What are the churches doing? What are the churches doing? I thank God for your life of your pastor for allowing us to come here. Because this is what the church needs. And tomorrow morning we're going to spend more time in his clinic. It's a workshop clinic. We will spend more time going through ministering to you individually so that you can be free. But the churches don't want it. Good preaching, good exposition of the word of God, that is fine. But still the people are bound. Luke chapter 13, verse 16. Luke 13, verse 16. Luke 13, verse 16. It talks about a woman that was bound for, had the spirit of infirmity. For 18 years. And the Bible described her to be a daughter of Abraham. A daughter of Abraham. You can put it there. Whenever I call the scriptures, can you please put it there? So are not this, let's read from, so are not this woman being a daughter of what? Abraham, whom Satan has what? Bound. Think of it. I like this Bible. This translation, think of it. It's what? New King James. Very good. It says, think of it. For 18 years. What the scripture is saying, this is the daughter of Abraham. What it means, this is the covenant kid. A daughter of Abraham is a covenant kid. Like the Christian today. It's a picture of the Christian today. A daughter of Abraham, a covenant kid, who's supposed not to be bound, but yet was bound. A Christian, a born-again Christian, filled with the Holy Ghost, supposed not to be what? Bound, but yet what? Bound. And this woman was bound for what? 18 years. Satan, who did it? Who did it? Who bound her? It's Satan. The cause of a problem is not a medical issue. There are issues that we have to address it medically. But there are issues that are what? Spiritual. And when you try to address spiritual issue medically, you fail. You complicate things. Because the doctors don't have answers. They give you all the medications. They give you everything that they can give you. You spend all money, hear me right now, and you do everything and nothing happens. Whenever there is no solution to the problem that you are facing and any physical attempt has been done and nothing happened, you have to know there is a spiritual aspect to it. Because this woman, I believe she has done everything in her strength, in her mind, in her power for the past 18 years. But one day came. I say one day came that the master have to lose her. A day will come that you must be loose from the problem that you've been bound. So all the scriptures I'm using, I'm trying to argue my case over here that the child of God needs to go through the world. The process of deliverance. Because you have some people that will argue, once you are saved, and we don't need deliverance, and there's no, I'm clean, and this thing. You know, we were, you know what I do? I watch people that I see that when we're going through deliverance and everything, they try to be cool, and they don't want to be involved because for them, they are holier than everyone, and, you know, they're standing and watching everyone going through the process. People, it's this place, the church is a clinic.
Yes, that's true.
We come here to be free. We come here to be delivered. We come here to be healed. So people going through stuff, people be manifesting different things. And for them, they don't want to. They want to be nice. And they watch everyone. I see some people pocketing and everything. I said, the Holy Ghost will get you. Those people have the most and the worst problems, but yet they covered everything. Remember, nothing will happen if you don't open up. That's right. Because nobody will force you. You have to open up yourself. And if you look at the things that you're going through in life, and you know that these things are not just a normal thing, that you need help. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and to set you free. So the child of God must go through the process of deliverance. The child of God, say, the child of God must go through the process of deliverance. Because of the time and everything we'll be doing, tomorrow I'll be teaching on abortion spirit, but I want to move to abortion spirit now, start introducing it, then I'll conclude in the morning, then in the afternoon I'll teach on marrying spirit. So you get the package. You get a package. So we've been able to establish the fact that every child of God must go through the process of all deliverance. How many of you believe that? If you don't believe that, you are in the wrong place. Watch Lazarus. Lazarus was bound. The Bible says, Jesus in John chapter 9, John chapter 11, verse 44, 46. Lazarus, what happened? He was bound. And the Bible said, Jesus said, remove the wall, the stone. And as the stone was removed, what happened? Jesus Christ called for Lazarus. And the Bible said, the one that was dead came alive. Jesus called him. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound, hand and foot with grave wall clothes. And his face was with napkin, with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him. And let him go. Lazarus was dead. It looks like there was no hope. Dead. But Jesus said to the sisters, if you believe, I say if you believe, tonight if you believe, you will be what? Free. And then Lazarus, Jesus screamed and groaned and shouted that Lazarus come up, and he came out. And he who had died, he was dead, came out. He came out bound. Everywhere bound. Are you hearing me? And that is the picture of the child of God. We were dead. Hear me now. The scripture we read, that was, he delivered us. That's past time. We were dead. So we were dead and we come out. When we come out what? Now we are alive, but we are bound. But somebody got to lose you. Oh, come on. Somebody got to lose you. Yes, you are alive. You are born again. You are celebrating. You do everything. You are a leader. You grow in the church. You're doing many. You went to the cell group, new discipleship class, membership class. And you went to Bible school. And now you are a leader. You are this. You grow in the church. But yet you are bound. Somebody got to lose you. Lazarus that was dead came alive, but when he came alive, he was bound. Face, legs, hands, everywhere bound. But Jesus said, loose him. Without him being loose, he can't go. Without you being loose from that bondage, without you being loose from that affliction, without you being loose from whatever thing is troubling you, the oppression, the setback, demonic harassment, whatever thing it is, you cannot advance in life. You cannot excel. You cannot be successful. You cannot prosper. You must be loose. Somebody got to loose you. And it's Jesus. I say it's Jesus. I say it's Jesus. Jesus will loose you. You'll be loose in your mind. You'll be loose in your body. You'll be loose in your hands. You'll be loose in your feet. Everywhere that you are bound, tonight you are going to be what? Loose. And as you are loose, you can go and serve the Lord. Come on, give the Lord praise. And you begin to be fruitful and all your gifts. If today you are doing something in ministry, you'll be able to do 10 times than what you're doing today. Yes, the gift is, you have the gift. You are praying the gift and everything. But when you are loose, you receive what we call speed. Hear me now. When you are loose, because when you are bound, you can't run. But when you are loose, now you can run. Because when you are bound, anytime you take a step, something pull you back. Hear me now. Fear pull you back. Maybe you are bound with fear. So you try to walk, you try to run. Now that thing pull you. There is a rope that is tied in your waist, your loins. And whenever you run, your legs, and you take a step, you try to run, and that thing pulls you. Are you hearing me? And maybe even you are running and you are walking, you are not even running. You're taking a step like this. Step. You are taking one step forward, one step back. Oh, hallelujah. But as soon as Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, set you free, loose you, loose your loins, loose your legs, loose your hands, loose your head, loose your mind, loose your mind, loose your eyes, loose your ears. Hear me, child of God. You receive unction from above that now you can excel. The Holy Ghost will give you acceleration. The Holy Ghost will give you speed. The Holy Ghost will take you that which you need to get to the other place and get to your destination. Come on, give the Lord praise and put the devil to shame. Some of us, all that we need to be loose. We've been in church for 20 years. We've been in church for 18 years. We are born of the Spirit of God for 20 years, 30 years, 15 years, doing all many things, ministry, doing different things, but yet we are bound in certain areas of our lives. But thank God that we have somebody called the Son of the Living God. He is the one that can set you free. And tonight I believe, as you hear the sound of my voice, and you are willing, God will break the chains, and you can be loose. Are you here? Loose from fear. Loose from every form of satanic attack. Loose from anything that comes to speak to you through your dreams. Are you hearing me? Hear me, child of God. You can't be free because Satan wants to stop you. He's the one that is trying to stop you. But you are unstoppable. Hear me, child of God. You are unstoppable. You have received unction from above. And whose Bible says that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. You are born of God and you are an overcomer. You overcome every demon. You overcome every witch. You overcome every sorcery. You overcome every manipulation of the enemy. You overcome fear. You overcome oppression, depression. You overcome setback. You overcome bloodline. You overcome poverty. You overcome anything that tries to pull you down. You overcome it now. You have received power from above so that you can tread upon serpents, scorpions, and all the works of the enemy. I charge you today to tread upon wall, serpents, and scorpions, and all the works of the enemy. The devil cannot put you down. He can't put you down. He cannot. You are unstoppable. But the reason he keep on afflicting us is because of we are what? Ignorant. And two, maybe we are aware of his activities, but we don't get engaged. We are not engaged. We leave it to some special people, deliverance ministers, deliverance pastors. But every church have to be a deliverance church. It's true. Even though some are grace in certain areas, but we all have to do. Every church has to be the Holy Ghost church. You know, some people will call your church Holy Ghost church. But truly, every church has to be the Holy Ghost church. Without the Holy Ghost, you can't do anything. So what are you talking about? Without the Holy Spirit, you can't do anything. It's just a social gathering. A group of people meeting every time, wasting their time. Because without Christ and the Holy Spirit, we waste our time. We receive nothing. And that's how some churches are operating today. They're operating today. Because if that not be the case, people will not be running to different places for help. Because help will be found in the church. So the devil or Satan and his demons operate in different ways. They need vessels and they need channels to operate. They need vessels and channels. And if you look at Ephesians chapter 6, we are introduced to the whole armor of God, putting on the armor of God, and then the scripture talks about we are not fighting against what flesh and blood, but against what principalities, rulers of darkness, and wicked, you know, different names, and they give them. So you have different activities that Satan works through, and different channels that he works through. And one of the areas he works through, he can work through abortion spirit. He can work through witchcraft. He can work through marrying spirit. So, but tonight I want to talk about the abortion spirit. I want to introduce the abortion spirit that we move into ministration that we continue tomorrow. Abortion spirit. Abortion, let's first of all define abortion. And what is abortion? What is abortion? Abortion is terminating of the unborn or the seed of God. Abortion is terminating or destroying of the unborn. It's terminating and destroying of the unborn in the womb. And that is the seed of God. The unborn is the seed of God. And abortion is terminating that unborn, the innocent child, the innocent seed of God, terminated before it becomes what God says that that child to be. But we terminate it, or it's being terminated, and that is abortion. The spirit is not the act. The spirit is different from the act. So when you are talking about abortion spirit, you are not talking about the act of abortion. Are you hearing me? It's two things. It's not the act of the abortion. It's the act that opened the door for the spirit to invade your life. So without the act, direct or indirect, the spirit cannot have access into your life. Remember, Satan works by legalities. Satan and his demons understand spiritual principles. They work by that. They cannot just come into you if they don't have the legal right. They cannot invade your life if they don't have the legal right. They must have, first of all, a legal right. So in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 30, let's read John 14, verse 30. It talks about the prince of this world has come and he has nothing in me. Jesus Christ was speaking and now he said he will not say anything. But the prince of this world has come and he has what? Nothing in him. Who is the prince of this world? Satan. Satan is the prince of this world. So Satan has come and he has nothing in him. In other hand, Jesus was saying or was echoing that because Satan has nothing in him, he cannot touch him. He has no business. He cannot touch me. He has no access into his life. Remember, the Bible says he was tempted with all temptation, but he sinned not. He gave no Satan a foothold in his life. Satan has nothing in his life. He laid down his own life. For him to die on the cross, he laid it down. He was not defeated. Actually, that was a means of defeating Satan. Dying on the cross. Are you with me? So Satan has nothing in him. So Jesus said, the prince of this world has come, but he has what? Nothing in me. So he has no access. He has no legal right to afflict me. He has no legal right to live in me. He has no legal right to tabernacle in me. He has no legal right to have access into my marriage, have access into my home, into my ministry, into my business, into my life. He has no access because he has no legal right. So the only way Satan can invade your life is by him having what? A legal right. By you opening the door for him. Before the abortion spirit can have access into your life, you must open a door, or a door has been opened. That is why that spirit has what? The legal right to invade your life. Because if he has no legal right, he have no right to what? Invade your life. You can give the Lord praise for that. I love you for that. Where are the Impact church members? Impact! You stand there, you know, when I'm preaching, you have to praise. You heard me preaching this. I can preach the same message, the same thing, but it's different everywhere.
Yeah.
The same thing. Because the Holy Spirit moving different way. So sometimes people can travel with me. The same thing they've heard me preaching, I don't know, but different way. I'm preaching a different way. Praise God. So watch it right now. So that the devil or the prince of this world cannot invade the life of Jesus. So the abortion spirit cannot invade your life if a door has not been opened. Argument. Someone will argue, a Christian will argue. Born again Christian, anointed one will argue. But our sins have been forgiven. Jesus Christ forgave our sins. He paid the price on the cross. We've been sanctified, we've been cleansed. So why this spirit invading our life? Why abortion? Yes, we cause abortion and this and that. So why? Why today our sins have been forgiven? Why this spirit will what? Come against us? My question, my answer to you. My answer to you, Jesus, yes, forgave us. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 says, blotting out what? Out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, took them off the way and hung it or nailed it on the cross. Jesus Christ, the handwriting of what? Ordinances that was against us, all our sins, everything that we have done, what it writes, the handwriting is a handwriting that was speaking against us, that we are in debt, we have done this. Hear me right now. The Bible says that Jesus Christ took it and what? Nail it. Move it on the way. Nail it on the cross. So all your sins, including abortion, have been forgiven. God has erased it in the what? In the book, his book of memory. Hear me. God has erased it because Isaiah 43 verse 25 talks about that God has forgiven our sins and he will not remember it no more. God has forgiven us. He has erased your sin. Every sin, murder, for everything you have done, prostitution, lying, gossiping, whatever thing, murder, everything you have done, cheating, stealing, including abortion, hear me, child of God, the Lord has forgiven you for everything that you have done. You've been sanctified, you are cleansed, you are holy, you are pure, you are a saint of God, righteous one, having a right stand with God. You can pray and God hears you. You can cry unto God and God will hear you. God will answer your prayer. You have been anointed by God. You have been given power of God. You have access to the blood of the eternal covenant that cleanses us and that delivers us. You can operate in the gift of the Spirit. But hear me, child of God. Satan has not forgiven you. Bible says he's accuser of the brethren day and night. Revelation 12 verse 10. He's accuser of the brethren. Who are the brethren? You. We are the brethren. We are the same. He's accused of the brethren day and night. Not only day. Day, that means 24/7. 24/7. He's accuser. That means he has not forgiven you. He's looking for a legal right to operate. Because without a legal right, he cannot operate against you. He cannot afflict you. For the thief cometh not, but what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. He come to steal. He come to destroy. He come to kill. Abortion spirit is in to steal. Abortion spirit is in to kill. Abortion spirit is in to destroy. And hear me, child of God. Abortion spirit will make sure to cut off what? Your expectation, your dreams, that which you want to achieve in life. That spirit is responsible, what? Of cutting it off. Because you have terminated the seed of God. So you have given him the legal right to terminate your seed, to terminate your expectation, to terminate your dream, to terminate your vision, to terminate every prayer you have prayed, and God has answered you and the prayer is coming. But that spirit have the legal right to cut it off and block it in the spirit. Are you hearing me? Because that spirit is operating in your life and you have given him the legal right. If you don't deal with it, hear me, child of God, it will still hinder you. That is why many are in the church today. Anytime they try to make it, anytime they want to succeed, anytime something good going to happen, it looks like they are about to break through, but something comes and cut it off. Why? Because that spirit is operating in their life and they have no doubt with it, and they are declaring that if you are saved, and you are saved, and God has forgiven you. But the devil never forgives you. He will always afflict you. He will always take from you. That is his assignment. That is his work. That is his work. That is Satan's work. His work is to make sure that he will take from you. And you are praying through these channels, the spirit, abortion spirit. So because of that door that was open, that spirit will always come. It comes and take from you. And you don't understand. You know how to buy. You know how to lose. You know how to worship. You know how to do other things. It's good to do them. Yes, you do them. Because you have the Holy Spirit, you still do them. You do them. But yet, the Spirit has a legal right in your life and always taking from you. Today, I encourage you, as you open out your heart, hear me, child of God, that abortion spirit will leave you in the name of Jesus. We'll break it whole. We break it power over your life. And when you are free, you are free. You begin to see great fruits and miracles in your life. And as you worship God now, you begin to see fruit. You be a Christian and you enjoy Christian life. Hear me, you enjoy full blessing. You live a victorious Christian life. Hear me, many are in the church today, but yet they are living below their potential and that which God has called them to be. They are living below that. Why? Because the spirit is holding them bound. Come on, give the Lord praise. About your spirit, it's stealing from the child of God. Stealing from them. So he's an accuser of the brethren, well, day and night. He will not forgive you. He will not forgive you. He's affecting the child of God. It's fighting against the child of God every time, stealing from us. That spirit comes to war. Still, watch it right now. Because you terminated what? The seed of God. Now you have given that spirit the legal right to terminate yours. Expectation, visions, dreams, business ideas, business plans, marriage plans, your destiny. Because you have terminated, in order you have aborted the seed of God, you have given that spirit the legal right to do so to you. And that is why many things happen to a lot of people in the church and they don't have understanding. Deliverance is not just casting out devils. It's more than that. You have to have revelation. You have to have knowledge. You have to have insight. Hear me now. You have to have revelation. You have to have knowledge. You have to have insight. Are you hearing me? And so you can call the demons, lead me in the name of Jesus. Lead me, yes. But what are you dealing with? You have to know what you are dealing with. And you go through the process. And when you go through the process, identify the problem. For example, being abortion, and you deal with it, break it whole, break it power. You do everything, all the process. We have everything in my book, and that will help you. This book will teach you the keys to deal with this abortion spirit and other things that you are dealing with. It will help you. Abortion spirit cannot hinder you from who God says that you are. But if you sit down and you lay back, it will take you by surprise. And you always be bound. You love God, you give your tithe, but that which you're supposed to receive as a seed of Abraham, you'll be deprived of it. But tonight, as we minister to you, we believe that the foundations will be destroyed and you'll be free. And he who the Son set free is free indeed. I would like to have the worship Tim, are they around?
Yep. Okay.
That's good. Yes, yes. That's just where we'll make some declarations and we'll start praying. Make declarations. We can come to the altar. I love that. I always love to be on the altar with ministry. Let's come to the altar. And we just open up ourselves. Today is the first day. I just introduce this topic of abortion. It's introduction, and tomorrow we're going to go deep into it. We're going to go deep into it. Deep into it. Tomorrow we go deep into it. Deep into it. We go deep into it. And we also touch on marriage spirit. We're going to worship and allow. We make declarations and break the foundations of this spirit. This abortion spirit. Abortion spirit in the name of Jesus. I want us to just worship. And then we start making declarations and ask the Holy Spirit to set us free. We make declarations. We break in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sing something on the Holy Spirit. On the Holy Spirit. Any song on the Holy Spirit. Yes. Thank you, Lord. And let's worship Him. As you are willing, you'll be free. You've received knowledge. You receive insight concerning abortion spirit. You want to be free from this spirit. Abortion spirit. You want to be free. It steals from you. It brings setback. It brings setback. It brings setback. Oppression. Depression. It steals from you. It's terminating your dreams, your visions. Your dreams, your visions, your dreams, your visions. It's hindering you, taken from you. Tonight you'll be free. Tonight you want to be free. You'll be free. Tonight you'll be free. You are going to be free. The foundation will be destroyed. The foundation will be destroyed. Just open up your heart. Don't look at anyone. Don't look at anyone. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in you. Allow the Holy Spirit. Don't look at anyone. In the name of Jesus, we are dealing with abortion spirit. We are breaking the bounds. We are breaking and destroying the foundations of this spirit that it will have no hold over you. Today you'll be free from it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You'll be free from it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't look at anyone. As you open up, as you are willing, God by Spirit will set you free. Tonight He 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 will set you free. Holy Spirit will set you free. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the area of your life that you are bound, tonight the Holy Spirit will set you free. You'll be loose. You'll be free. For you are a seed of Abraham. You are a daughter of Abraham. You are a son of Abraham. You are a daughter of Abraham. You are a son of Abraham. And you'll be free tonight. You are a covenant kid of God. You are a covenant kid of God. You are a covenant kid of God. Any door that has been opened, that this spirit have access into your life, in the name of Jesus, you are breaking the foundations. You are breaking the foundations now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, just worship Him. Worship the Holy Spirit. Oh, Say this after me. You have received the word of God. And I'm just talking now. You have received the word of God. And I believe faith has risen within you. Now you are going to pray. You are going to confess. You are going to break. You are going to destroy. So that you can be free tonight. It doesn't matter what it is. You can be bound with fear. You can be bound with torment. You can be bound with hearing voices. You can be bound with people always harassing you in your dreams. You can be bound with oppression, depression, setback, a habit, a character, a behavior that you are struggling with and it's demonic. You can be free tonight. You can be free tonight. And spirits are air. Hear me now. Spirits are air. They are air. And when they are leaving us, they leave us through the openings in our bodies, through our mouth, through our ears, through our eyes. See people who cry, they living, our nose and our private parts. So everywhere there is hole in our body, they leave us through that place. Just open up yourself and let them leave. As we command them, they will leave. Because we have exposed them and they can't stay in your life. So pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are the captain. You are the captain of my warfare. Today, expose every darkness in me. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me by the blood of the eternal covenant. Today, I forgive everyone that have wronged me, and I receive your forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Satan and all evil spirit, hear me now. Satan and all evil spirit, hear me now. I break every covenant that I have established with you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every covenant agreement with Satan and evil spirits, today I break it. 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 Now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Today, Satan and all evil spirit, hear me now. I am the child of the Most High God. Anything have in me. Today, I command you now. Take it away. I command you now. Take it away. I command you now. Take depression, oppression, affliction, setback. Now, go. Go. You spirit of affliction, I command you right now, come out of me, come out of me, spirit of affliction, come out of me, go now, go now, go now, go now, go now, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I torment affliction spirit. I torment you now. Oppression spirit. I torment you now. Depression spirit. I torment you now. Setback. I torment you now. And I command you now. Come out of me. Come out of me. Come out of me. Go. Let it leave you now. Just lift up your hands. It's leaving you now. It's going to leave you. It's going to leave you. We've broken their grounds. We've broken their foundation. It's leaving you now. Anything that is coming out, let it come out. Don't hold it. It will come out through your mouth, through your ears, through your mouth, through your eyes. Let it go. It's going now. Let it go now. I command oppression. I rebuke you right now. Oppression. Oppression spirit. Come out. Go. It's leaving you now. It's leaving you now. Oppression. Go. Oppression. Go. Oppression. Go. I command oppression. It's coming out. It's coming out. Let it go. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Let it go. It's coming out. It's not for you. Let it go now. Oppression. It's coming out. It's going now. Go. Come on, leave it. Oppression is leaving you. It's leaving you now. Let it go. 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 It's leaving. Let it go. Let it go. It's going. 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 Let it go. It's leaving you. Let it go. I command oppression. Oppression is leaving you. I command depression. I command depression. It's coming out. 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 It's okay to cough. It's okay. You can cough it out. It's okay. It's okay. It's leaving you. It's leaving you now. Out. Out. It's going 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 out. Yes, it's leaving you. It's leaving you. Now. 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 Let it go. Oppression. I command oppression. Oppression is leaving you. Let it leave you now. It's leaving you. 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 Let loose. Yes, it's going. Set it free. 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 It's leaving you. It's leaving you. It's leaving you. It's leaving you. Now. Yes. Loose it. Loose it. Yes. We free you now. Yes, it's going. Let it go. Let it go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's set free. Loose. Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you. 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 Set. Yes. Loose it. Free it. Loose. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it. Set that. Release it. Release it. Out. Go. Take that. Release it. Break the power of the enemy. Wait for a moment. Hold it. Hold it. of the enemy, set her loose. That spirit out. Spirit of death 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 out. I command you, spirit of death, leave her. Free her now. Free her. Loose. Loose. Free.
My daughter and my son, they give me a hard time because of finance problems, and they lost mother passed away.
Pray for them. Tell everything. Thank you for them. Thank you for them.
Thanks.
Restoration. Strength. Release. Ah, it's slipping. Oh. It's slipping. It's slipping. Break. 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 Loose. 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 Oppression, depression, release. Loose her, release her, release her. I break that witchcraft power over your life now. Break it now, 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 break it now. Release her. Come on, take it. Loose her now. Slip it, slip it, slip it. Let it out, out, out of it. Bring it out, bring it out. Let it out. Let it out. It's slipping you. 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 It's slipping you.
Yeah. Just begin to worship.
Let it go. He's leaving you. Let it go. Send back. Out. Go. He's leaving you now. He's leaving you. He's leaving you. Out. Out. Let it go.